morning, everybody. Happy new week. Hope you're doing amazing. And I'm back for 2024 with my amazing published author interviews, which always happen at 9 a.m. Mondays, Melbourne time. It's been a long time coming since the last interview. It's been probably about 8 weeks, Krista. So to start the year off with a bang, we've got Krista here from Canada, who is a recently published author. Show us your book, Krista, that you've got, Skip the Pain, Experience the Pleasure. She's the number one Amazon bestseller author. There we go. Cut the crap that's holding you back so you can live the life you love. I love that. Krista, let me give the official introduction of who you are and whereabouts this book has come from, and then we'll get stuck into all the beautiful discussion that you've got to bring here. So, guys, Krista is the author, as I said, of the number one Amazon best-selling book, Skip the Pain, Experience the Pleasure. As a certified coach, practitioner, and dynamic speaker, she shares her insights from surviving a head-on collision, being a widow at 24, and suffering a rare disease. Krista gives you a step-by-step process to inspire the way you live, discover your purpose, and stop living a mundane life. Her book and talks have a jaw-dropping experience that will leave you on the edge of your seat, gasping in awe and rolling with laughter. Her background includes nutrition, natural medicine, Reiki, and several other modalities, as well as intuitive readings. Come along on this journey because, let's be honest, we have one life to live, and who doesn't want to cut the crap that's holding you back so you can live the life you love? That's awesome, Krista. Like, I'm so inspired by everything you've done. I've now known you, 12, 18 months?
Yeah.
Thereabouts. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So tell us, where did this passion for wanting to write a book? I mean, you've been through a hell of a lot of stuff for how young you are, and, you know, at such a young age, all these things happen to you.
You know what? How it really started is kind of probably different than most people's stories. So someone else has my story in their book. This was like about 20 years ago. And people kept saying, well, why don't you write your own book? And I thought, no. And then as time went on, so did life incidences, you know, go on. And I kept looking for a book that helped me get through my pain, give me some practical tools, and I couldn't find anything except depressing ones. And I wanted to find something lighthearted. So I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to write my book.
Amazing. So tell us a little bit maybe around that origin story of what kind of, you know, made you like kind of come up and share this story. But more importantly for you, I believe it's sharing the tools, you know, not the writing that depressive book that would make you want to, you know, give up on things.
Yeah, it was so easy for me to literally throw the sheets over my head and say, that's it, I can't do this anymore. But I had to look around, and if I wasn't going to be here, then my husband wouldn't have a wife, my kids wouldn't have a mother, I wouldn't be able to take care of my parents, I wouldn't have friends. And I was watching so many people go through so many different things in life with pain. And it didn't have to be like big tragedy things. It was anything. And so it really inspired me to say, you know what? People kept talking to me and saying, can you talk to me about this or that? And I finally said, okay, you know what? I'm going to get the message out. And the best form was a book.
Yeah, I love that. And you've already said you've had an amazing start to this year. You know, you're jam-packed. You've been speaking, being interviewed in so many different spots. Tell me some of that stuff. What's been happening, and how are you making that impact now that the book is out?
Yeah, wow. Well, I think, first of all, when I got that Amazon number one bestseller badge, that really propelled me through the social media. So I've been doing different TV shows. I've been on some amazing podcasts. I've been invited to speak on some great stages and do some different some blogs, and just really I've been traveling a little bit and just selling books and signing books. So yeah, and working with some people. It's just been, you know what, I am so blessed and so grateful for all the opportunities.
Oh, I love it. And I remember back when you actually were present at the 3-day program, I think in the middle of it or a day or two, you got approached, you know, for a speaking opportunity and you were like quite scared. I said, just say yes, you'll work out the how.
Yeah, that is so true. You know what? It's very ironic. Someone pointed this out to me. When I was younger, I only had 10% hearing and I had to relearn how to hear. And I was sick for a while ago, about 10 years ago, and wasn't able to speak and had to learn how to speak. And I'm a speaker. So if that wasn't meant to be, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no excuses. I often say the people who have been dealt the toughest cards in life, you know, you find, you know, that they have such an amazing mindset to be able to figure things out. So let's talk about that. You know, you've been through a lot, right? How did you work on your mindset and your thinking and all that sort of stuff to get through all of these things?
A great question. You know, to be completely honest, I learned from the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment we lay our head down at night. Everything in between is our reality. And yes, we create our reality. Once that sunk in, I was able to make a decision. And that's the key. Make a decision to change my mindset from being a victim to being someone to overcoming my tragedies.
Yeah, I love that. Everyone has a decision. I've often heard also, and I believe this, you know, every morning you reset, you know, and you can choose, you know, what your day is going to be like or what you're going to choose to focus on. If you start off with negative thoughts or victim mentality, probably that's what you're going to attract within your experience, right?
So true. So true.
Yeah. I love a couple of questions that you talk about, and they're like a little acronym, WAIT. Do you want to share those and, you know, what are situations like that you use them in?
Yeah. First of all, I have to say that I had this gentleman come up and say, Krista, can I shake your hand? I read this book because I couldn't sleep and my wife basically made me, and it changed my life. I'm like, what part? He said, WAIT. Basically, I use that to say, before you speak, why am I talking? Because you think about it. Why am I talking the way I'm talking to myself? Would you say those same things to your best friend? And why am I talking in general? Is it to be heard? Maybe because of, you know, maybe I'm complaining or to gossip. So to really think about that. I also use it to stand for what am I thinking? Because when I really take that moment and think about what I'm trying to think about, it literally makes me feel different and it'll make me act different. So both of those are like go hand in hand and really have changed my life and obviously changed other lives.
It's so easy to remember. Like, you know, I love acronyms because then, you know, oh, what was that question again? But if you just use the WAIT acronym, you know, why am I talking or what am I thinking? You all of a sudden remember what the question was by one word. So I love how you've connected that. And I often do talk about, you know, asking yourself great quality questions. And these two are really great quality questions because often we don't need the questions when everything's amazing, you know, and we're on top of the world. We need the questions when we're feeling down or we don't know how to get through something, you know, and we really need to check in on ourselves. It's mindset is everything at the forefront of all that.
100%.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit more about, you know, moments. We will probably have a lot of people listening, and welcome to those that are here live with us. And if you're watching on this as a recording, hope you're enjoying the insights. You know, I've already taken away the WAIT acronym. I always love to, in every meeting or every interview or everything that I learn from somebody, I go, what's one thing that I can implement in my life that'll improve? And by adding on that one thing, it's those one percenters, right, that eventually like completely transform you. Let's talk about though you know, that's one strategy of asking great quality questions in different situations. But when you are want to give up hope and all that, I think often people think that everyone should be just positive and all that kind of stuff. You know, you've had really tough moments in your life, right? That, you know, yeah. I think you're still living with your condition that you have. Is that right?
That's right. So like you said, you know, I survived a car accident, lost my husband. He actually died in my arms, and I am battling a chronic illness. And at the time, I wanted to just lay in bed and throw the sheets over my head and say, enough. And the message I give to people is, it's okay to give up hope. Now, before everyone goes like, what? Because usually you say, don't keep up hope. No, it's okay to give up hope, because I use it as another acronym for heck over pleasing everyone. I was so focused on pleasing anybody that I was draining myself. And once I started doing that, it brought me to hold on, pain ends.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another acronym of hope. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. What else can people get out of your book? Like, you know, who is it for exactly? You know, because the more I listen to you, you know, it's not just people who've lost a husband or a partner or, you know, living with a chronic. Tell me a little bit more about the content and then what you hope and intend to do with that into the world.
Yeah, you know what? It is so true. There's no competition. Pain is pain. And really what this book is about is teaching people how to uncover their true potential, really find out what their purpose is, stop living this mundane life, like waking up in the morning and doing the same thing over and over and going to bed. So I literally take you through some strategies that I've learned and dealing with the pain that we all have, because we all wear these masks. You know, we smile, we want to be, you know, happy all the time. But the truth is I want to inspire people to take off the mask and say, it's okay. And that's why in the book it's so important for me to be authentic. Because like I said, when we all wear our masks, no one feels like we're connected. So taking off that mask and be authentic so we can really inspire other people to, you know, live the best life possible.
It's true, because social media is one platform where we, most of us like want to show our, you know, positive and side, and that's what gives people like us a false perception of what life is, you know, that it's all about travel or parties or, you know, having wonderful moments with family and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, do you tackle that a little bit about, you know, within what you talk about?
Oh, absolutely. I focus on everything, but it's so funny. If you go on like social media, one of them will say Facebook. I know for myself, I will take like 20 pictures before I post the perfect one. And when it comes down to it, you have to remember that is just, it's not what true life really is. And it's not a competition of who has the best this or the best that. It's the being happy doesn't mean that you have to be smiling and living this great life. All it means is to being, staying positive, finding a way to stay positive despite what you're going through.
Yeah. I mean, there's been so many situations, especially in the last few years with the pandemic, you know, everyone had to deal with that. That was a big shit hit the fan moment for the world, right? And really mindset was the thing that got a lot of people through, that had worked on themselves but then got a lot of people into trouble that had not done work on themselves. And, you know, so talk to me a little bit about past, you know, people who focus on the past, you know, this happened, all that kind of stuff. How do you help people, you know, let go of that or make peace with that? You know, is there some strategies? Because obviously you can think back, you can't kind of erase it from your mind.
Yeah, I think the best thing for me and what other people have given me feedback is it's okay to still think about the past, but it's the lessons you've learned from it. Because to give you an example, from my car accident, if I didn't go through my car accident, I wouldn't have valued time. If I didn't go through losing my husband, I wouldn't have known what true love was and that even existed. And if I didn't have this chronic pain illness from literally going from not walking, not talking, to being able to walk and talk and fighting through it, I wouldn't have valued my health or health in general and trying to take care of myself. So it's the lessons that you learn from the past is what's really, really important to take into the future.
Yeah, you can't tell in the moment when it's happening. You can't tell the gift that it's giving you, but in hindsight, you often can tell and be grateful for. So it's finding the, what I'm hearing you say is finding the gratitude in the painful past experiences, situations.
Absolutely. And you know what? And as I said, this book is really infused with a lot of humor. And one of the things I say, you know, there's let go of the past, because it's like writing with a broken pencil is pointless. So yes. That's kind of one of my funny little jokes. It, you know, it's with humor and it's written really lightly, but with amazing insights and, you know, steps to really living the life you love.
Yeah, I love it. Tell me a bit more like how you help people, like aside from through the book, which is the starting point of how people can find out a bit more about you. What are some of the other things that you are going to be doing this year? Because we spoke about it before we went live, but I'd like for you to share, because I often say it's not just the book. Often the book is the catalyst and it's your business card on steroids. But we've heard, you know, you've been on TV, you've been speaking, you've done other interviews and podcasts and all that sort of stuff. And as you said, when you hit number one bestseller on social media, you had quite a, you know, I guess people contacting you, you know, kind of reaching out and all that sort of stuff. What are the ways that you see yourself, you know, helping people in 2024 and beyond, I guess?
Yeah, really continuing spreading my message through, first of all, selling my book to as many people as possible. And trust me, it's not to get rich. It's really to spread my message and to get in as many speaking engagements as possible. TV, like I said, podcasts, live speaking, anyway. And working with people one-on-one. And to be honest, it's really to change their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't know if you've heard the saying, but you help enough people achieve their dreams, your dreams get taken care of, you know, yes, and it is, okay. you know, and I think there always has to be some investment in someone wanting to help themselves. I think half the transformation is, you know, say, you know, buying your book and you invest in the whatever that cost is, and then you value it a lot more, right?
Yeah. Don't let the lessons that you learn just die in the pages. That's when you have to put them to practice.
And that's why I said earlier, whenever I speak to someone, I think that's a time investment as well to spend the time with the person or go to a seminar. I was at a 4-day conference last week, took lots of notes, but then what are my actions? I'm not going to just, hey, this was great. I met lots of people, I networked, and then not implement something in your life, your business and all that kind of stuff. So whoever's listening today, and we've got a few people here, Janicki's giving you big love heart and clapping, and Denise saying loving the interview, can't wait to read your book, you know, beautiful interview from Lindy. So, you know, if you're listening to this, whether it's live or it's recorded, you know, the most important thing is take one thing from, and then just add on to everything that you're learning. And I'm sure, Krista, your book has so many insights within it, right?
Absolutely. I know, like I said, it's been from the feedback that I've received. I've received gifts. I've received cards. I've been totally blown away. And when I received feedback, I thought if I help one person, but now it's spreading to more and more people. And that's really what I want to do. So, yeah, it's like take what works for you and leave the rest behind. But most people are finding that there's so many things that they can identify with. And that's what's really important.
I love that. And Janicki is saying, wait acronym was was the takeaway for her. And the hope one stood for heck over pleasing others, everyone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on, pain ends. Hold on, pain ends. I love that. So let's talk about the process of writing the book. How long did it take? I mean, you did our signature program where you came away to the 3-day virtual retreat and then, you know, went through it with a group, and then you had your publishing and you did, you know, Amazon bestseller and all that kind of stuff. Talk me through, how did you find it? You know, what did you like about it? And even what were your, you know, challenges throughout it?
Well, first of all, I heard about this, you know, working with you guys, and the amazing support, I think, is what has helped me get through this, because there's been so many times, I don't know how many times I called Stu and said, I can't do this. This is crazy. I can't write a book. And I want everyone to know, no matter what, if you have a book inside you, you can write a book. The support I've received, and I don't even want to name everybody's name because I'll forget somebody, but please know, everybody on the team has supported me through the very beginning, from the title to the design process, all the way to, you know, launching it. Every single part of the way, I've been supported and encouraged, and celebrated. And I've been trying to celebrate everybody else. And it's so important to see the progress of everybody. And I'll be honest, it's been a roller coaster up and down of emotions. And it was because of this program, I was held accountable. And you know what the biggest thing is? It went from me to writing a book to finishing a book.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you say that, because I know in my heart that every single person that has a desire to write a book, they can do it. It's often, again, it's back to the mindset, right? The fear and the self-doubt, you know, am I good enough? You know, maybe other people know more than me, or, you know, why am I special to write a book? But congratulations. I'm really, you have been a big champion within the community and your retreat group to others, and vice versa. And some of your buddies are listening to this, and Adora's also saying what a wonderful interview as well. You know, it goes, I think, hand in hand. Like you followed what we taught you, and you went out there and you did it. And the simple fact that you pre-launched that first night of the program, you know, brought that very first speaking interview, and you kept getting opportunities even throughout the publishing process. Well, it just kept happening.
I know. Yeah, I think the pre-launch, what you said, was really important, because first of all, it kept me accountable. If people are already believing in me that I'm going to write this book, I better write this book. And throughout it, when people, you know, what are you doing? And I said, write a book. Oh, really? Can you come and speak about it? And maybe to a you know, to different things. And then people start inviting me to book clubs, and I didn't even have a book yet. So they said, once the book is out, send me 10 and we're going to do a virtual book, you know, meet the author. And it's been, you know, and it's just been rolling like that.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I have to also say, it's not that you've passively sat back also and waited for these opportunities. You've put yourself out there. You've taken the actions. You know, it doesn't just land on your lap. And I want to commend you on that, because there are certain actions to take. You know, sometimes it can be overwhelming as well, but wow, is it so rewarding, you know, and congratulations. I'm just, you know, I'm honored to have you as one of our authors, and I look forward to seeing you write more books and inspire more people. So let's talk about where people can actually buy your book. Of course, you can buy Krista's book on all your great online resellers, but she also has her own website. So do you want to say it or spell it out?
Because my website is pretty easy. It's my name, KristaRose.com, and how you spell it, Krista, is KristaRose.com.
Beautiful. And what I'm going to do is share my screen just to show you guys the website, those of you that are watching this on a video rather than a podcast. So there it is, KristaRose.com. And on the homepage, she has buy the book. And I think you're in the process of building out a new website.
I have amazing people who are working on this amazing new website, but you know,
it's always so exciting. And I believe like speaking is something definitely you're on the way with all of that interviews. So if anyone's listening to this and you want to interview Krista because you loved her story, reach out if you need her to be a speaker online or offline, depending on where you are in the world, right? But at the same time, you know, she's told me that she does some one-on-one and group programs. Helping people through. And that's just taking it that next level, because sometimes people can get a little taster from your book and your story and get so inspired and go, well, how do I contact this person? Or how do I reach out and, you know, get some more deeper help? Because there's different levels, right, of support that people can get through through absolutely the information that we
share. And that's what people have been asking me, you know, started off with just asking me questions and says, can I, you know, book some time with you? And it started with that. And then a few more people were asking me like the same questions. So we started like a group program, and it's like the community as well is supporting each other. So I'm just trying to facilitate as much as I can to spread the word and literally change your life. And one thing I will say, this book, I promise, will either change your life or you'll have a good laugh. So one way or another, it's a win-win.
I love it. So yeah, go check out, guys, Skip the Pain, Experience the Pleasure, either on KristaRose.com or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Indigo. Apparently, we've just got it into the Canadian main bookstore, which Krista was asking me, how do I go about doing this? And she took action, contacted them, a few emails back and forward. And this morning, because we were talking about this just before Christmas, and you told me, I got it, and it's in there. And people have been leaving reviews and all that kind of stuff. And definitely, if you do get her book, it always helps a new author to build up their reviews. On the Indigo store, apparently, you don't have to have purchased it. But, of course, we want honest reviews once you have read the book. And if you do purchase it through Amazon, then you can leave it there and all that sort of stuff. So please go ahead and do that. So thank you so much, Krista. It's been a wonderful way to start the year with you. I look forward to having you continuously now at your marketing and sales support course to learn more, to keep growing your profile.
Absolutely.
It's about helping others, right? It's about helping others. Everything else will work out at the end of the day. Any favorite quote that you have that you love, that you always say to people that you want to finish up on?
Yeah, really the thing I say is, I'd rather be remembered for overcoming my tragedies than becoming a victim of them. Beautiful. That pretty well sums it up.
Yeah, I love that. All right, guys. Well, you know what I'm going to say at the end of Monday live is go smash it out, smash out your week. And I'll see you next week, same time, same place, with another freshly published author. And good luck, Krista. I'm sure we'll be having you back on an interview maybe in 6 or 12 months and giving us an update on the growth and the expansion of your message worldwide.